Blog Talk Radio.
Things going on. Phil's probably going to be here in a little bit. Since Phil's not here, Charlie's gonna step in and help me out. So I'm looking at that right now. But I got an email the other day, and. This one's from Finland. It says, good afternoon, the USA, Phil and Bill. Greetings from Finland, the other side of the world, directly to the heart rate of Scandinavia. For all of bikers in America. This one's from Mona. She's an erotic dancer, an erotic model. Lady Dominina, Finnish Striptease Club is an amazing, wonderful hostess. It's time to open your mind, soul, heart and soul, and get your body ready to go on. So I hope you enjoy time with me and my hot, sexy girls on our club site. Let's see. But she didn't send me the club site. I'm going to see if I can get her to send me the website. But, let's see, hold on. Oh, caller.
Hi.
What's up?
You there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there. You hear me?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's
it going?
Good. How you doing over there, man?
Well, pretty warm right about now. It's actually feeling pretty warm in here. And, I had a pretty cool day. How about you?
Not bad. It was a slight breeze, a little bit of sun.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that documentary I sent you, there's a part two to that. You know that, right?
No, I didn't get it yet.
Okay. I'll have to send you the part two. Man, that shit, the part two, man, that shit will blow you away. The first one, though. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm multitasking, and you're on like a 10-second delay, man.
Yeah, I think so. I hear that, too. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Kind of feels a bit whacked out when it's like that.
Yeah. I got an email from Finland.
Yeah.
I was just checking it out. But she didn't send me the link, so I was sending her a link to the...
Well, yeah, I heard something about erotic dances or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we have no prejudices here, brother. So what else is going on? I lose you? Are you there? I think we lost him. Yep, we lost him. What, let's see. I got a thing here. We got somebody that's got a house, free digs, until the bank forecloses. Could be anywhere from 3 months to a year. He says since the fuckers can't come up with the paper, usually that says they own the mortgage and can kick us out. The house is beautiful. It has two bedrooms, and the garage is carpeted, so it could be a roof for someone. Long, huge driveway for bike repair. Whole place, 5,200 square feet. Totally walled and gated, so great for dogs. Why am I doing this? Tried to sell, and FHA scammed me until the price of the house no longer matches what I owe on it. I'm shit angry at the bank, and they can kiss my ass. I'm moving north, so don't give a shit. Sorry for the profanity if that's not your thing. Signed by Jack. Anybody wants to send me an email, I'll send you how to get in touch with Jack for free digs for the next 3 months to a year. And then, let's see. Well, I see we've got Blue Sporty. We got Burn, Evil E, and a couple of guests. So I just, checking things out and see what's going on. Let me see if I can get, I think we got him back now. Hello?
Hi, I just got cut off.
Yeah, well, that happens from time to time. We have,
I know what you said. I know exactly what you said. I know exactly who's doing it, but there you go.
Yeah, they're, the little blue light's on. They're here. For what, I don't know, but they're here.
We haven't even heated the conversation up yet. We're just breaking into things.
So I have... Joanna sent me the link. So I'm going to put... let's see. There we go. Okay, I'm going to put this in the chat room. If you're listening, Joanna, you can check out the chat room. And, here we go. And then I'll get the, I'm going to get the link right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. She says she's smoking a cigarette, drinking a glass of wine, and she's trying to do her best and have a dream while traveling.
Sounds good to me, man. You're getting some...
If you want to go in the chat room and pop up this link, you can do that. And, shit, I'm just, yeah, I had to smoke a cigarette just from reading that article she sent. You know, I got some some stuff that happened in New York, and as soon as this thing cooperates, let me see if I can get it to do it. See, when the bill's here, I don't have to do all this by myself. But he had to go see his. When I talked to him earlier, he was at his mom's house, and he's taking care of a few things. Let me see. Yeah, here we go. I forgot about this. I got the email today. Washington State enacts the nation's first anti-profiling law. Motorcycle riders routinely report being profiled by law enforcement, but a new law in Washington State is intended to prohibit police from singling out bikers for stops without clear and legitimate reason. Modeled after the 2002 state law outlawing racial profiling by police, the nation's first anti-profiling bill passed unanimously through both the House and the Senate, and it was signed by Governor Chris Gregory on April 13th. What I'll do is, there's no link. Damn it. But if you go to Washington State, any newspaper in Washington, you'll be able to get this. Yeah, I know, Blue, it won't do a thing for you, but like I said earlier, we have no prejudices here. We'll help out anybody with anything they're doing. And then, let's see. In California, calling motorcycle-only roadblocks discriminatory and unconstitutional, Beta California is pushing a bill that would ban state and federal funding of so-called safety checkpoints. New York and Georgia have initiated roadside barricades until the auspices and guidance of NHTSA, to corral motorcycle riders en route to major events to check paperwork and equipment violations. In California, Assembly Bill 1047, authored by Kevin Jeffries, vice chairman of the Assembly Transportation Committee, would prohibit the California Office of Traffic Safety from issuing grants to law enforcement agencies to stage motorcycle-only checkpoints and also require OTS to conduct audits on safety checkpoint grants to ensure law enforcement is complying. I'm sure that one will go over. We'll see. Motorcyclists across the country are also waiting a court ruling on the constitutionality of the New York checkpoints being challenged by New York aid to injured motorcyclist Mitch Proner, which could wind up on a court. And for saying that for the motorcycle fatalities continue to decline, motorcycle fatalities declined in 2010 by at least 2%. That was on April 19th. It went from 4,465 in 2009 to 4,376 or less in 2010. That's data based on all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Not bad. Yeah, well, Blue Sporty wrote back, I meant the striptease thing, lots of love. Well, I'm sure she has some male strippers. Okay, she says she's going to call in. She says, give me 1 minute and I'll come with my triple X voice. Here we go, we'll see. And then, the other thing I wanted to plug was on Saturday, We're going to have the band called Even Life. They're going to do that support run, that support benefit for Battle Trance Motorcycle Club. And it starts at 6 tomorrow. It's out in Ramona. Like they said, there's probably no point to stay, but it starts at 6 and it's at the set of theater there. Let's see. Okay, what we're going to do real quick is I'm going to play this song. And I'll be right back. Dial in, and when I see you in there, just send me the number you're going to call from, And when I see it in there, I'll bring you right in. Evil, you still there?
Yep, still there.
Okay. She's on, all right, I got that number. Let me check it out. Yeah, if you call in, you'll get, if you want to talk to the host, you press number one. Let me tell her that. But, what's up, man? Tell me what's going on in
England. I was just reading a few emails and stuff myself, you know. The documentaries I sent you, the one I sent you the other day, before, I don't know if you got it or not, because I've been cut off. It'd be good to make a radio, it'd be good to do a show about that, you know. Maybe I could prepare something, can email it all to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if you want to talk about it, we could do that too.
Yeah. That'd be real good.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on with Mexico right about now?
Just the fact that they found, hang on, let me find this here. Somebody sent me some today. Here we go. And I got this from Andy and Miles, but it says Mexico returns 400 of 513 migrants found in trucks. That was fast. Mexican authorities returned about 400 migrants to their native Guatemala Wednesday, a day after day, and 113 other migrants were found hidden inside two tractor trailers. A mere 24 hours after catching 513 migrants in from eight countries in trucks, Mexico deported 400 of them from Honduras back across the border. We can learn a lesson from the Mexican authorities on how to dispense with hearings, judges, and ACLU lawyers and just toss them out. Of course, this is another example of do as we say, not as we do, since Felipe Calderon is the president down there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, right, with the Mexican drug war and everything, people are saying that it's the Mexican drugs cartel, such and such. Well, I can tell you now, they don't get their coke isn't coming from Mexico, because you can't grow coke in Mexico, can you?
I don't know, man. I'm not neither confirming or denying anything.
But I'll tell you what, it's got to be coming up from Colombia, South America, Brazil. That's where it's coming up from. Well, I mean, we'll start. Mexico's too dry, isn't it, to grow coke?
Depends on where you're at, Mexico.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not really, it can't be all the, how's the coke coming up South America to Mexico?
Right.
In the first place. You know?
Yeah.
So, you have to look at that.
Uh-huh. What's the country code, Ben, from Finland for the United States?
Country code from Finland.
For the United States.
I don't know. I know from here it's 001.
Uh-huh.
You can Google it and find it out. You can Google it and find out in seconds.
Let me see. I'll send her that and see if that works for her. She says it's...
Can't she get you on the Skype?
I don't know if she's got it or not. If she has
I'm using a phone now. It's called Internet Calls. And it's pretty good. It gives me all United States numbers for free. But I think it's up for an hour and you have to hang up again. And you put in about like five or six bucks, and it gives you like about 160 days free course to the United States and a few other countries, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really brought my phone bills down, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
In
answer to your question about where the coke's coming from, we have a message in the chat room that's coming through Florida. I just saw it tonight on a border show.
Oh, it's still coming from Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what the documentary was that I sent you about. It's coming up from there. And the second one, it was like coming straight up from Colombia. They had hubs in New York. They have hubs in Virginia. And so
they said you're.
They
said you had a good deal going with whatever you're doing with the Skype.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's not the Skype; it's the internet cars. It's called. And it's brought my phone bills down a whole heap, you know. So. If anyone has trouble calling your show, just download that and put the minimum amount. You can call United States and about a few other different countries for free, you know? I think it's any landline across the world and some mobile phones, you know?
Right.
So, do you use internet phones ever?
Do I use it? No.
It's not a bad idea if you need to. I mean, then the other phone, the main phone, because I get like 800 or 900 minutes a month, I just use it for ringing up cell phones, you know? Funny thing is, United States cell phone is pretty cheap to ring. Yeah. But I think it's always best with phone. I think it's a good thing to know what you're spending your money on. That's the golden thing about prepaid, you know?
Right.
But I don't think the Skype's cracked up all I meant to be. Do you ever use Skype?
No. No, I had trouble with it once, and I never went back to it.
No, the people keep going on about they're the cheapest. I don't think they are, you know.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't mess with that too much.
Yeah, straight cell phone, right?
Right.
Yeah. I bet the job you do, you don't even have to pay the bill, that's why.
Don't be a hater.
I hate Hayden. Congrats.
Yeah, it's always fun to go into the comm room and watch him bomb something.
Yeah. So what do you think about what's happening in Syria now? Do you think we're going to go in there? Do you?
Probably. We do a lot of stupid shit over there.
If it was a CIA plot to cause all these demonstrations so we get a grip over there or something.
Yeah.
It could be some big CIA plot to cause all these uprisings in the Middle East so we get to go in there and take care of business, so to speak. If we go into Syria, that's going to be one hell of a fight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be... They wouldn't last too long, would they? But they'd put up a little bit of... They'd put up a little bit of a firework display, wouldn't they?
Sure. Did you watch that video I sent you the other day?
I don't know which email you sent it to. I haven't really been checking my emails. Can you do it again, please?
The one about the Statue of Liberty.
Let me have a look.
Here. I'll just, what I'll do while I'm trying to get this straightened out, I'll play this. Let me get it here.
All right.
Here we go. Hang on. We'll start it from the beginning.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye.
I'll send you this again, but what you got to understand is this is a lot of firepower, dude, what they're showing in this thing.
And the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
I got an email. She says she got it, but I don't see her in the chat room. I mean, in the switchboard. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, that's one down here too the other day.
Oh, I've got your link.
Okay.
I've just...
Yes, I can answer. Answer soon as I see it. Hello, caller.
Hello. It's Mona from Finland.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. We got about a 10-second delay. How's the weather?
Oh, okay. Please take me there.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we have what might be one of your first customers on the other line. He's in England right now. Say hello, Evelita, Joanna.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You got any questions for Joanna, Evil?
I'll have to think about that one.
So I talked about what you sent me. Maybe you want to elaborate for the people that are listening. Joanna?
Oh, yeah.
Joanna.
I love the video, Philip.
Oh, we lost her.
That is firepower.
We had her and we lost her. Maybe she'll call back.
Oh, that video is real neat, Philip.
Oh, yeah. I told you, there's a lot of firepower in that video. I'm sitting here having flashbacks.
Just a bit. 'Cause I ain't got the sound on now, but...
Well, you can't hear it. You hear the song. You don't see what it is.
Yeah. I don't think Siri would stand a chance somehow.
No, I don't think so either.
Hey, they
got
their ass.
We lost her.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all that stuff?
Man,
describe what you see for the people, man.
I see a lot of airplanes coming off, dropping bombs. I see one sending out some kind of flares and smart bombs.
Mm-hmm.
I just see one missile with a camera on it going to a bunker.
Yeah.
Now, I should pay attention to my email a bit more. Sorry, I've been out. It's been a bit too nice to...
Hold on a minute. I think we got Kerry calling from Scotland. Hello, Kerry. Hello, Kerry.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
We got Evil on from England, and we've got Joanna from Finland. Joanna, are you there?
Johanna,
yes,
there.
Do you hear me now?
Hi, Teddy. I can't hear. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
We have Carrie Ann from Scotland on. She just said hello to you.
Oh, hi.
I love you
hi,
too.
Hi, Joanna. What the hell? I'm going to turn down my music because I can't hear a thing.
Whoever's got their sound on in the background, can you turn it off, please? We're getting reverb.
Yeah, I've turned it off. I've turned mine off. Well, I'm turned on, but I'm turned off, if you know what I mean.
It's your story. You tell it any way you want.
Exactly. That's the way us Scots do it. So is Joanna there?
Yes, Joanna.
Joanna. Yeah, she's there. There's just a little bit of a delay from the line. It's like five or six.
It's your story. You tell it anyway you want.
Exactly. That's
hey, Joanna. Yes?
Turn down the sound on the computer.
All right.
Yeah, turn it off, girlfriend, and turn it on.
Are you okay? That's better. We can hear you a little better now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So what I said was we have Carrie Ann from Scotland on. You're calling from Finland, and we have Evil Ease in England right now.
All right. Just let me know when we start speaking.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. You can tell us about what you wanted to plug tonight.
Do you hear me now?
His connection is a little bit badly. Hello?
Yes.
Is that you, Joanna?
Yes, Joanna is here.
It's Katie.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How is your night? Are you having a weekend?
In Finland, at this moment, a little bit badly weather. It's the raining day, and but I hope so that it's started coming more sunny day afternoon.
Okay.
Where are you now?
Uh-huh. Jerry, what Joanna was going to do was she was going to talk about the business she has over there, and I told her she could plug it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear about this business. I've seen some pictures. I'm really intrigued.
I can send for you a little bit more material after weekend. So you can watch in what you... Is this okay or something like that?
Uh-huh. Maybe you want to explain a little bit about what the business is.
Dirty dancing, Philip. Shut up. Sorry.
That's okay.
How are you?
Maybe she wants to describe it. You sound like you know more about it than I do. So maybe
no,
you two
know
can
what?
Convince.
I'm just butting in. I'm Scottish, and that's the way we do it.
Maybe you guys can describe to me what you're talking about then.
Do you know what? This is the first time I spoke to Joanna. Apart
this
from
is like
online.
This. Yeah, this is yeah. Like the second time I spoke to her.
Well, first time I spoke to Joanna. And she's absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing girl.
I think she's a little shy, though.
I think so.
Joanna.
Yes?
Would you like to tell us about the business you have going over there?
Yes, it's okay. Just asking and I try to answer over there.
What is the business? Carrie described it as dirty dancing. What else does it offer?
No.
Hello?
Joanna, you
yes.
know I was joking.
I know.
Okay, but please let me know when I'm...
Yeah, go ahead. You're ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can talk about anything you want right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Here is Mona from Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joanna, are you on?
Yes, she's on. Oh, we lost her.
Oh. Well, I can't explain it, or else I'll say something rude.
I'm doing 9 things at once here. I can't check out the site.
Excuse me, Philip. Men do
yes.
not multitask.
Huh?
Men do not multitask.
I do.
So don't say you do 9 things at once, because that's a lie.
Look, I'm trying to answer emails. I'm looking at the blog.
Mm-hmm.
Got YouTube pulled up.
And I'm trying to be at the same time.
You know, it's
anyway,
it's
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
So what's going on in, what's going on over there today?
Sorry?
What's going on in Scotland today?
The weather's been rotten, but the people have been hot and good.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Especially
how's the weather?
Oh, hell. What?
How's the weather?
That's what I mean. It's been horrible.
Oh, hot, huh?
But
horrible?
The women have been hot and good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, Evil, have you got any questions for Carrie? Have you got any questions for Carrie?
From who?
Well, I got Evil Lee on the line from England.
Not right now that I can think.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weather down here has been real fine. It was so fine, I just had to shut down a computer, get off, and go sit over in the park. It was that nice.
Well, I'm sorry, but the weather in Scotland is always shit. So, am I allowed to swear on here?
Well, you know, it was 72 and sunny here in California today.
Well, it was like minus 10 in Scotland today, but we still had our T-shirts on.
Oh, okay.
10? Wow. It was about 20.
Got a message
here
for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says that you're, hang on, I lost it. There we go. Said, wow, Carrie's voice doesn't match her face. Cool accent.
What do you mean Carrie's voice doesn't match her face?
That's what somebody in Canada says. Says your voice doesn't match her face, but she has a cool accent.
Have you seen my face, Philip?
Yes, I have.
So does my voice match my face?
To me, it does.
Mm-hmm. So telling me talking shite.
No, it's a she. She wasn't talking shit. She just said, I guess she looked you up and she just put together that your voice didn't match your face. Some people have that, you know. Well, I mean, you've seen pictures of me, right?
Sorry?
You've seen pictures of me, correct?
Yes.
Okay, does my voice match my face?
Hell yes.
Okay. I just got a thing from Joanna. I told her to call back. There's a delay, so she has to... She's going to call from another phone.
Joanna's absolutely lovely and gorgeous. She is gorgeous, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So what's on your agenda? What's going on over there? Where are you at right now?
It's now 10 to 3 a.m. in the morning here. What time is it there?
10 to 7 at night.
Oh, see? You're lucky. I'm staying up for your show.
And I appreciate that, believe me.
You better.
Absolutely. Never know when I'll get over there. You might want to beat me up.
No, when you get over here, you might want to make it up to me. Mm-hmm.
We got Joanne back on the line.
Oh.
Hello, Joanne.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now we...
trying again, because this is a little bit the bad connection, but I hope so that you hear me now. You hear me?
Yes, we hear you a lot better now.
Okay, great.
Somebody has the only thing is somebody has the sound on their computer. Can they turn it off, please? And then, Joanna, you can talk about whatever you want.
It ain't me.
The chair is yours.
All right. The first I want to say that in Scandinavia is a lot of beautiful women, and here is everything is much more smaller as in their USA. But anyway, here is a lot of people which are, how I can say it, I've been one time in Miami, and of course when I come from Finland, I was like a small girl, and everything was so big and different as here. But I have been working a couple of years in with erotic, so I have own company and in Heinola, and then I'm working in a fun club, and it is in Kotka. It's a very nice city in about 100 kilometers far away from Helsinki.
That's cool. That's very cool. What?
Yes.
I put your link up in the chat room, and it's on the other page.
You.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And what exactly does your business do?
We have in Finland we have the Swedish club, but they are usually very nice and small one. There is maybe 10 girls work at the same time. And then we have the smaller places where it's the open usually the only daytime. And I think so that Finnish people are very sexual people, because here is so many 50s places.
Johanna, you say, girl. Where's he rude?
Yeah, Joanna, that's Carrie from Scotland.
Sorry, how about you down there? She's so sexy.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Joanna, that's Carrie
yes.
from Scotland. She just give her a second to say what she was going to say. There's a little delay, so there's like a 10-second delay, so what you need to do is let her talk. And then, I'm not just letting you guys know, because of the distance, there's a little delay on the lines. So, Joanna, I'm going to let Carrie talk and let her tell you what she said about you when we lost your call. Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay.
What I've seen now?
Carrie, have you been in Finland?
Sorry?
Have you been in Finland?
No, I haven't. But remember, we were going to meet up and party hard. Remember? We spoke to each other.
You are a very beautiful woman. I hope to see you very soon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Come to the Bulldog Bash in England. This year, we will party wild. And you can stay
yes,
with me
to do it.
After it, because you won't want to go home. Seriously.
Oh,
we
wow.
Time. Woo! Definitely.
Oh, mamma mia.
Mm-hmm. Come over to England this year. I will look after you. Or you might have
oh,
to
it would be very, very nice.
Thanks.
Because many times I think about that I want to come to England. And
oh,
of course I want to see you, because you are my best sister.
Exactly.
I love you, but...
I love you, sweetheart. Very, very much.
And you have
and
very, very
come
nice
over this
voice.
Year.
I like
and we will have so much fun. We will have so much fun.
Yes, I think so, because Finland is so small.
I know so.
What? What
I know well.
Oh.
Philip, go and just butt into this conversation and tell us to calm down. Well,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
That's okay. I'm just sitting here listening. I'm getting to where I needed to smoke a cigarette, so go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying that she should come to the Bulldog Bash this year in England, because I'm going.
Right.
And
that's when in June, isn't it? Or July?
With me. It's in August.
It's when?
August.
August? Okay. Yeah, my friends were there last year. I don't know if you saw the band. It's called Attica 7.
I did see pictures, but I wasn't actually
yeah.
there. But this year I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah, they might be there. They might be there again this year.
No, I'll be going this year. It's the 25th anniversary this year, so it's well
uh-huh.
worth going to everybody. Well worth going to.
That's good. Eva Lee, are you just sitting there listening, or do you have any questions for the ladies?
Yeah, hey, Phil, did you put up Joanna's link on the chat page?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Well,
if somebody...
for some reason, I did have to log out and log back in again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there.
Can you put it on there again? Because I didn't, or email it to me, because I never got it.
Yeah. Are you in the chat room?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I have to log in and log out again.
It's in there right now. If you paste and copy it, you should be okay.
Okay.
Oh, Zeke for that, bro. I have it.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Do you know who Blue Sport is in Canada?
Sorry? Yeah.
Do you know who
Leslie.
Blue Sporty is in Canada?
Yes, Leslie.
Okay, she's the one that said
yeah.
your voice doesn't match your face, but you have a cool accent.
Cool.
She just told me to tell you she knows who, she says you know who she is.
Yeah. I've just texted her online and said it was me.
Oh, okay.
So she just said it was me who said your voice didn't match, and I said, well, it was me.
Hmm.
So, what, do I sound too posh?
No.
Not.
Oh.
Oh, mama mia.
Is Leslie there?
No, she's not.
Aw.
We can hang her on, though.
Get her on.
I'm done. Carrying it right now as we speak.
Oh, I sound pathetic. I can hear it going, you know, the...
Yeah, somebody turned the sound on in the computer again.
By about 10 seconds. I can hear my voice. I sound terrible. Good job.
If somebody needs to turn on the sound on the computer.
I can hear it going, you know, the... Oh, yuck.
If somebody turned the sound on in the computer.
Wait by about 10 seconds. I can hear my voice. I sound terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I'm there. Yes. It's very nice to hear the same line.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but somebody has to turn down the sound on their computer.
Oh. Leslie just said open the chat window. I don't know where the hell my chat window is.
It's,
oh.
I think she's going to call in. Let me give her the number.
I've already, well, give me the number again, because I've already got it.
No, I'm talking to Leslie.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
But somebody needs to, I don't know who has the sound on in their computer, but they need
not
to turn
mine.
It off.
Not a Mormon, brother.
Is that you?
No, ain't me, bro.
Joanna, do you have the sound on the computer?
Yes.
Can you turn down the sound on the computer? That way we won't get the reverb.
Okay, okay.
Well,
can you turn down the sound on the computer?
That way we won't get the reverb. Okay, okay.
Oh, my God. The only one missing out tonight is Pete.
Oh, we're waiting.
Who? I just put in the rest of Joanna's links in the chat room. And Blue Sporty says, wait till you hear her voice.
Oh, my God. But she's sexy.
I don't know. I...
Oh, thank you. But you are so sexy, too. So I'm thinking about it, maybe we have to come into Kerry. I think so that now I found a good idea. Are you ready with me?
Gary, uh-huh. She's talking to you.
Oh, okay. Because I think about we have to come in to show, and then this is much more easier.
Yeah. First time I've spoke to you.
Hold on, we got Leslie on the line.
Oh,
hello,
yay.
Leslie.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Leslie.
Hey, sir.
We have Kerry, Joanne, and Eva Lee on.
I know. I can hear.
Okay.
Hey, Leslie.
How you doing, girl?
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. It really is.
It's confusing, though, on the phone.
How are
part.
You tonight? Well, I'm saying tonight. It's like, what time is it there?
11 o'clock.
At night?
Yeah.
Okay, here it's morning time too.
It's
but I must say that I have met so great people with Spook that I want to send all of my friends and people who know me a lot of hugs and all good for your day.
Oh, Johanna, you're gorgeous and lovely and big kisses. And come to the Bulldog Bash, girlfriend. You hear me?
I really want to see. Yes, yes, I hear you now. It is going to feel a little bit badly. But the one thing what I really want is that I will be see you face to face one day. And then I, of course, want to see face to face this lovely man behind this second telephone.
Felt it.
Because I must say that I'm now I was so nervous.
You don't need to see him. I'll tell you. Just come to England.
Yes, I'd love to do it.
This
because,
year.
Mhm.
And I just want to say I just want to say thank you to all of you for each one of you individually for calling. This is going to be.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is going to be a. It's going to be a party, but this is also going to be a well listened to archive.
Okay, and I'll pass on that cigarette.
Thank you very much, and it was very nice to speak with you, and your radio show is very, very nice. So keep it up.
Okay, and I want you guys just remember, anytime you want to call, it's no problem. We're on two nights a week, same time, 6 to 8.
Okay.
Bill would have been here today, but he had to take care of his mom. She's up in her 80s, and he got sidetracked today. But he'll be back. He should be back next week. If things work out, he might pop in here, too, before we go off the air. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
What's
his mom? Well, his sister passed about 4 months ago, and she's been she's in her mid-80s, and I think she has a bad ticker. She has a little heart trouble, so he's been taking care of her on and off.
Well, that's a good sign.
And then can I say one thing before when I go in out of the line?
Go ahead.
Okay, if somebody is coming from Finland, if somebody is coming to Finland and needs any questions or whatever, is everybody is welcome to take contact for me, and I try to do all my best that the visit in Finland will be nice and all going well. And of course, I if somebody wants to spend time with a little bit with pretty girls and erotic, Finland is a very nice choice. And I want to send a lot of hugs for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Kelly too. Okay, but have a nice evening, Maurice. What?
Don't let everybody talk at once.
That delay is kind of screwing things up. But Joanne, I think what Joanna said was anybody that wants to come to Finland, she'll show them a good time and make sure that they enjoy Finland.
I'll be here in 5 minutes, Johanna.
Do you have any questions for the ladies, Evil?
Yeah, I'm coming up.
Stop laughing like that.
That's not me.
That's me.
Hmm.
Okay, I think Philip's
getting out.
Okay, what I'll do here is I'll let everybody get their composure. I'm going to I'm going to play this song, and I dedicate this to all brothers and sisters in the motorcycle community. Once you hear this song, you'll know what I'm talking about. This one's Forever Angel by Axel Rudy Pell.
Love.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was dedicated to all the brothers and sisters out there. How'd you go? What do you ladies think about that?
Like that one.
Are they still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think of that song, Carrie?
I love it.
Somebody's got the sound on in the background again.
Wow, that's a big delay.
Yeah, I just wanna let Joanna know that I opened all the lines. That's why. So if you have the sound on in the background, it picks up everything. This system is really sensitive. But
oh God, I hope not.
Why? What are you doing?
If you have the sound on in the background, we can hear what. We can hear everything, and then what it is the background steps on us. So if you have the sound on in the background. I'm sorry?
Darren, it is me.
But yeah, it picks up all the background noise.
Shit.
See, like somebody has a child in the background. We can hear.
Oh,
yeah, I
see. Go over there, Nicole. Yeah, I can hear you. Go there. Go over there.
Like I said though, I mean we all know each other from different places, and sometimes it's great to do this. Get a phone call, and then everybody just gets to meet everybody and hear voices and place faces to the voices.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But, no, it's like, you try, like Leslie had said earlier, the face didn't match the voice, but when you get to listen, you kind of put the face to the voice.
Yeah. My voice don't match my face either.
Who's that?
That's me. That's Mr. Blue.
Well, howdy doody.
So we need a topic.
Well, I mean, we could go back to... What's going on up there in Canada?
Oh, crap. They're starting crap on the East Coast now.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's like I said a couple of weeks ago. What happened in Australia, they're trying to do it in Canada. And the only thing that stops them from here, like in New York, they're trying to do it, but it ain't really working out for them with the Supreme Court.
Well,
but
you should all just move to Scotland because you get away with everything over here. Seriously.
Well, it's good on the East Coast, pretty much. You know, they didn't bother anybody. You know, they don't really bother you. But now they're just starting now with the noise violation crap. So, you know what that goes from noise to helmets. You know, everybody's got some pretty cool helmets out here. They start making everybody change their buckets. It'll be suck. You can still wear small beanies here, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I test the water sometimes. I just wear a bandana.
Where I am, I'm in the middle of the bush. I can wear nothing.
Sure.
There ain't a cop in sight where I am. Nowhere. But in the city, they're starting, right? I say, fuck the noise violation. I'm about to fix the goddamn potholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Christ, St. John, they have this thing, name your pothole. Well, fucking, I named a few. Motherfucker.
I see in the wrong country.
In the wrong country?
I must be in the wrong country.
Oh, you must be. This country's all right, but it's picking up. It follows too much. We need to just do our own thing up here.
Well,
used to be
that's
okay.
That's true.
But they're starting to fire up here. You know, they're getting pissy about being told what to do. You know.
Yeah, they just did that in New York over the weekend. They issued a bunch of tickets for stupid shit.
Yeah. Well, the only thing to do is fight them. You know what I mean? If everybody just fights them, they get tired of dealing with it.
Right. I mean, it's just like I said before. What happens on the East Coast is going to happen on the West Coast.
Yeah.
What happens north and south is going to happen here. But the only thing that really saves us from any of that bullshit is the Bill of Rights.
Well, they're just only starting the noise violation thing, and they're already starting a rally. You know what I mean? They haven't even really got it fully passed, and they're already to rally against it. So hopefully the East Coast will fight anything they throw.
Yeah, they have that New York Riders out there. It's pretty good. They're pretty tight. There's a woman by the name of Karen that runs all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of riders out here. I mean, like tons. Mm. Everybody and their uncle rides. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's like there's 2.3 million registered bikes in California. If I could get 40,000 people, 40 to 50,000 people for one day just not to wear a helmet, I'd shut down the court system.
Yeah, you know, we did that. We did. Like, we were doing that. I was involved in that in '82 out west, and we did that. Everybody. You know, the club was fighting the helmet law, and all the independents backed it up, and everybody went no helmet.
Right.
The odd one.
Because they did it in Wisconsin with 50,000 people, and they're still it's optional.
Well, they don't want to go to court, but how we did it was everybody went like that, and then me and my old man, we collect all everybody's tickets, and we would just showed up in court, and we all, you know, there was only us two, and then again the boys, and nobody had to go to court, just their tickets had to be there.
Right.
So, I mean, you can do it like that. Well, I don't know if you can now, but that's how we were doing it. And, you know, they couldn't even in those days tell you what a safety, what was the regulation safety, whatever. So they were saying, as long as you put something on your head then, right? Because we were
Right, everybody. We have, the commissioner of the CHP out here said the same thing. I don't give a shit what they're wearing on their heads as long as they're wearing something.
Well, you know what we did? We were cutting the bottoms off of we cut the bottom off of the plastic dog bowls, the dog dish bowls, so the thing just sit on the top of your head with a strap, right? And that was all cool in the city, but it wasn't good for the highway. I near got strangled. Mine flew off and started spitting behind my head, joking me, but. I just started going, screw that, I'll wear no helmet. I'll be choking on this thing.
Yeah, we got some guys out here, they look like a yarmulke. There's a guy in Vegas
yeah.
right now that made one out of a swastika.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know people that are dead and they were wearing full face, big, you know, me, I can't do it. You know, I went from B.C. to Ontario and I had to wear a big lid. I got my poor neck. I was breaking my neck, flopping around and I couldn't control my bloody head. It was too heavy.
Yeah, as much fun as I've been having with the cops in my town here, I have a full face with a dark shield that I wear every once in a while.
Oh, yeah? Well, I couldn't do
but
that.
But they have to pull me over to see who it is. But then I refuse to open my visor.
See, I couldn't do that because I don't like to be boxed in. I can't see, you know what I mean? I like to be able to see all around me, not just straight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sometimes, yeah, what they say is those two, that people get so comfortable, they get tunnel vision, and then that's when they get clipped.
Sure, you can't see who's beside you coming in your lane or being stupid, mm-hmm. yakking on their cell phone or, I
mm-hmm.
didn't see you there. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's when I get that look on that ball peen hammers on top of my saddlebag. I always get that, what's that for look?
Yeah. What are you kicking my car for? You're in my fucking lane, asshole. Move over.
Exactly. But, no, it's like anything else, you know. 10 people get a ticket, 9 of them are going to pay it. 9 of them will just pay it and forget about it.
Yeah, well, that's no good. That's what they want. They're making money.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, somebody turned up the sound again.
Not me.
Not me.
But, so, hey, what's the deal with the helmets over there in Scotland, Gary?
Well, obviously, we all have to wear them, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But we all don't. We just...
Do they have any kind of regulation that says what it should match or what it... like over here, we have the Department of Transportation and the National Highway Safety.
No, we all have to wear the helmet over here.
But, yeah, but what I'm saying is we have an entity over here that certify them, but they don't certify them. That falls back on the manufacturer.
Sorry, I spoke over you there. What did you say?
I said that the Department of Highway and Traffic Safety Administration over here says that they certify helmets, but they don't certify them. It goes back to the manufacturer. Is there something like that over there?
No. You have to wear a helmet over here, but obviously no one sticks to the rules when you go up north in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm only joking. No, you have to actually wear a helmet. But up north in Scotland, where it's all open roads and absolutely gorgeous countryside, open roads, take your helmet off.
Yeah, I live in the southern part of California. It's like a desert community. And I went back to Tennessee last in May. And I'm from the Midwest myself, but I just forgot how nice that country was, and I was just digging the ride. I was with Charlie Baker, and I had ridden his. He got ahead of me in the van, and I was riding his bike, and he kept pulling over to wait for me. I was just going 55, enjoying the countryside and the road. I felt like a little kid in a candy store. I forgot how beautiful all that country was.
Have you ever been in Scotland?
Pardon me?
Have you ever been in Scotland?
No, I haven't made it that far yet.
Well, I swear to God, I'm just outside Edinburgh, but up north, Perth, Inverness, Black Isle, all the country roads are amazing. Amazing.
They don't have any potholes, do they?
Bike. Honestly, amazing. Who's laughing?
To me.
Riding your bike, you dirty dog.
No, I asked, when you said the roads were just amazing, I asked if they had any potholes, and she started laughing.
It's nice where I am. I'm up on a mountain in the middle of the bush.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice here. It's nice riding around here. Even the highways, there's like, you know, you go on the main highways and there's hardly no car. You know, you can just fucking blast. There's nobody there, you know. Maybe one or two cars, you know, going between the cities.
We're a bit posh in Scotland. We do wear our helmets, but when we get up north a little bit, we're still posh, but we whip them off now and again.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you mean by posh?
We're posh in Scotland.
Okay, I'm in California. Describe posh.
Nose, upper arses, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, I run into them up on Sunset Boulevard when I go up north, yeah.
Yeah. No, Scotland's beautiful. Honestly, you would all love it.
Yeah, I've seen pictures over there.
Yeah. I still have family in Mayo and County Cork in Ireland, and they send pictures once in a while. It's really nice over there, too.
Ireland is beautiful as well.
Yeah.
really, really
yeah,
gorgeous.
They keep inviting me and my brother over there. They own a couple of hotels, the other side of the family, and
we
just haven't made it
over
there yet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's usually a lot of people in my family that have gone over there usually come back, and then a couple years later they die because they always wanted to go to Ireland before they died.
What?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Funny. I laughed at that. I thought that was a joke.
Mm. No, it's not a joke. I'm serious. A lot of my relatives get up there in their age, and they go to the old country before while they're still able to move around and stuff, and then they come back and they end up getting sick or, they have a heart attack. Or, yeah. So my brother and I are kind of leery because I'm in my early, I'm 52, and my brother's 48
Shut
now.
Up.
Yeah.
But you're not ready to go yet?
Philip,
I'm not ready to go yet. Huh?
Is that your picture on Facebook? There's no way
yeah.
You're 52.
I'm 52.
No way.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Do you Botox yourself?
No, I don't.
You must do, because honestly, you do not look 52. You look.
I was born in 1958.
You look at least 75. No, I'm only joking. No, you do not look 52.
No, I'm 52. 52.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. You cannot be.
No way,
huh?
You look that.
What?
You think
I'm 52.
Bad.
I don't look my age. I don't know. I just don't look my age.
So do I look my age, 29?
Mm. You're only 29. I was with the guy who was 29 for 20 years.
Exactly.
You're sticking, to it. I can hear
it. Hold on till I brush my eyebrow back. What?
All right, here. I found something. I want you guys, I'm going to play this song. This song's for you guys. Since you guys say nobody looks their age, this one's for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Go. Thank you. right, that one's for you guys.
All right.
Wow. Love that.
What else is going on?
Tell us a joke.
Tell you a joke? I don't have a joke. What kind of joke you want to hear?
Any kind. As long as it's filthy.
You're so bad, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find this. Somebody sent me one yesterday. If I can find it here real quick.
I've got lots, but I can't see them on your lovely radio station, or else I'll be.
Listen, this is the last bastion of freedom. We don't have any FCC or anything. You can say anything you want to say.
I can't.
Are you shy?
I can't say anything about a wank and a Pakistani. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Did you hear about that kid on Facebook? He posts for a joke that suicide bombers were gonna come over because of Osama bin Laden. So he was kidding around. I guess he was only a kid. The next day, the CIA guys were at his fucking door. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Like the kid's gonna know something.
Hmm.
Like a little kid is going to know something, you know?
Exactly.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, I heard it today. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, don't they have anything better to do? You can't see it's a kid's page, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, what I mean, I'm not... As you can tell, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I really don't hide from anybody, and I don't care what we say or how we say it.
Discrimination.
No censor. Yeah, there's no censorship. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a biker show. How do you talk like you go to church on a biker show?
Exactly.
I talk the same wherever I am, even in church, I guess. Well, I don't go to church, but if I did, I'd still talk the same way. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, the last...
Church?
So, sometimes I'm afraid to go to church because I figure the roof might fall down on me.
Yeah, me too. I remember my kids getting doing their baptism, hey, and their dad, when he had his hair out and wore a leather headband. And we're sitting in the back of the church, and everybody's kids getting done, so the church is full of colors and everything else in there, right? And the guy walks by, the preacher, whatever, walks by us, we're at the back, and he looks at the old man, and he comes back again, and he's looking at him, and he's shaking his hand, and he walks away, and I said, oh, I think he thinks he shook the hand of Jesus Christ himself, because that's how he looks with his hair down all long and wavy, like the pictures they show you, right? Yeah, I don't go in too far, just to the back seat. That's a scary place.
Did you guys see that picture of me with the Hollywood Jesus?
No.
It's in my pictures.
It's a sign or a picture with somebody that looks like Jesus.
Standing there with a guy who looks like Jesus.
A lot of people look like Jesus.
Yeah. This guy's been up there for 20 years. His actual nickname is Hollywood Jesus.
Oh.
He walks around with a cross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you go on
my pictures, you can see it. It's also on my blog in the pictures.
Really? What does Jesus really look like? How does anybody know?
Exactly.
Anyway, Phil, I'm up tomorrow for work, and it's now pretty 4 in the morning in Scotland, so I have to go.
Okay.
So
all
I
right,
wish you a really, really, really lovely, lovely night.
Thank you for calling. You might want to say goodbye to Joanna. She's still on the line.
Is she?
Oh, yes.
Johanna? Make
yes.
kisses and come to England. Come to the Bulldog.
Yes, I'd love to do
love
it.
Love you, honey. Big kissy, sister. Mwah.
Hello?
All right, so I guess...
I don't see anymore.
thank you, everybody, and I send lots of hugs from Finland, and have a nice weekend, and be happy. Take care
you
of
too, and thanks for calling.
Everybody.
Love you, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's just me and you, Leslie.
Oh, it's just me and you. Oh, I was waiting for Evil to say something.
Oh, he got off earlier. He's I think he was kind of shy.
Too many women on the show.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But so keep me abreast of what's going on up there. Send me you got my email address. Let me know what's going on, and anything that comes out, send me a link, and I'll post it.
Okay.
If you've been on the blog, you know I post everything from everywhere.
I think it's pretty quiet at the moment, except they're starting down here on the East Coast because you know, all the things are happening down here again. So they think they're happening, they're going to start to be assholes, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the dollar.
Yeah. Well, like I said, these guys down here, there's so many of them, you know, like independents. So there's tons of independents that aren't going to go for all these new rules, you know. They've been doing one thing for so long. And, I mean, up here, once you come past Quebec, this is like a whole different world down here, you know. Nobody really bothers anybody down here. They don't bother with anything, right?
Right. But you know, it's just like anything else. You know, when people are enjoying it, they want to fuck it up.
Well, yeah, it's because of the stuff going down. You know, things are growing and things are opening up again. You know, they had them all shut down, and now they figure it's opening up, so they're gonna start to be pricks, right?
Right.
Tried to deter it, but that ain't gonna work, you know.
No.
Never works. People are gonna do what they want to do.
Yeah, there's a guy over here that says, and they got a bunch of retired police chiefs together, and
yeah.
They talked about legalizing pot and taxing it, so that would solve the deficit budget. Budgeting.
Well, you know, they legalized it here. They legalized it here a few years ago. Before a year was up, they took it away. You know, so it's all about money. You know, when they figure out how to make their money, then it'll be okay. Like booze in the 30s, you know.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to figure out here, because they said it would cut out 40 to 60% of the crime. I don't believe that, but.
Well, you know, some of it. Nobody would be selling pot anymore. They'd just be growing it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, shit. You'd think if they just legalize it, they might save money in helicopters flying around, and how many people it takes to go pick a field once they bust it. You know, all that costs money. So they're wasting money there.
Yeah.
They have a lot up here. They got the medical shit. You know, like you can do whatever for medical purposes, or you can buy it from them for medical purposes.
Uh-huh.
But you just can't do your own shit. You know. Well, maybe some people like to self-medicate.
You know, I know I use it for pain and stuff, you know, that keeps my pain under control. But, unless you got that little certificate, no way.
Yeah.
There's other things they can worry about besides a fucking bag of weed. You know, like, here's an example. The fucking cops up here, especially in Ontario, were so crooked. You know, there was a cop, a lady cop. Her old man got busted. Not with a couple of little anything. He had a cube van, a fucking cube van full of shit. From weed to pills to everything else, right? And my kids were teenage kids then, so I had a bunch of teenagers always around the house. And a few of them, they were getting fucked right up on that ecstasy shit, right? And
yeah.
I spent day after day after day on these kids. One kid just about died, you know. I ended up phoning his mom because he was staying. She kicked him out. He was staying in my driveway in a tent. But, I mean, the kid came back after a week at a party, and then he just ate a whole bunch of these things, and his fucking head's twitching. He was all fucked up, and he wasn't even high anymore. You know what I mean?
Huh?
She gets him out, spent 4 days in the hospital, straightening him out, sent him out of town, go somewhere else. Well, you know who was putting the stuff in the town? A fucking cop. That cube van that her old man got caught. And they sat at her house for 24 hours waiting for her to come home. Got in there. She had weed growing. They were making the ecstasy pills, doing the fucking cocaine shit. And, I mean, all they do is tell the bitch, well, you're suspended with pay.
Yeah.
Fuck whatever. So she continues to do what she's doing. But you're killing the kids in the fucking town you live in. What the hell? And you're a cop.
Yeah.
You're a fucking cop, and we're the bad guys because we happen to ride motorcycles or we associate with somebody. Like, go fuck yourself. And then she not only got suspended with pay and everything was all good, till of course she got caught a second time, and still nothing. They didn't get nothing up here to cops. They suspend them with pay when they do something wrong. They put their court date over 2-3 years, and then it's been too long, so they don't get no time.
No, and in the meantime,
they don't have their job.
Exactly. Same thing happens down here.
They go back to work.
Yeah, same thing happens down here with the unions they have down here. Same shit.
Yeah, well, fuck the suspension with pay. You know what? You want to suspend them? They want to do that kind of shit? Then you suspend them, no pay. And if me or you went out and gotten shit and landed in the bucket for a week, we wouldn't even have a job.
No.
Well, you aren't here for a week, you're out of here. I don't give a shit if you got in trouble. No
yeah, exactly.
job. Never
well,
mind.
By me, my job is 3 days. You don't show up for 3 days, you're done.
Yeah. Well.
If you're gone for more than 30 days, they hand you a cup when you walk in the door.
Yeah, you guys got to do all that testing stuff just to work, eh? They don't
yeah.
do that up here. You know, they only if you're at work and you're all fucked up, well, then they just tell you, you're fucked up, you're out of here. You know, they don't do the, you don't got a piss test to get a job, you know. What you
yeah.
do on your own time is your own business, as long as you're not fucked up at work.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, which
That's
is,
correct. I had a guy show up the other day. He, luckily it was raining, so he went home with no pay.
Yeah.
Well, he had a choice, go home and stay there or go home today and come back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, I work with lots of people. Some people can work high, some people can't, you know?
Yeah.
It all depends
yeah.
what you do, you know, as long as they don't catch you or see you doing anything, I guess. But, yeah, it makes it hard to work. You guys got some crazy laws down there, you know, like your child support stuff. You know, I can never figure out why. They jack your guys up for child support, charge them with felonies, and then they can't get jobs because they got felony charges.
Right.
So what the hell's the point? What is the point? You know, the guy still can't pay the child support because he can't get a job.
Right. Well, here in California, they pull your license.
Yeah, that's what they do up here.
If you can't drive, you can't work.
That's right. Well, you know, up here... as soon as the threat of the license goes in, them guys, they pull it together. Here's the money, here's the money, here's the money. I need my license. You know, not just for work, but everything, right?
Exactly.
But that's a better system, you know. You got to, you know, that's something that's hurting them. You know, everybody needs their license. So as soon as that threat comes up. But, I mean, even the license part doesn't come up until they've notified you, and take you to court. And if you still don't comply, then bing, there goes your license. But that's better anyway. It's easier for them to comply with what they got to do. That whole felony thing, I don't even understand why it's a felony. It's child support, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Well, that's how they are down here, man. That's how they are.
No, I know. I got family down there and shit. You got some messed up laws. I know. I went down there and I'm used to driving around and smoking and doing my thing, you know. And I go down there, it's like, what are you doing, Aunt Leslie? Put that down. Don't let nobody see you doing that. And it's like, doing what? I'm just having a smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let them see.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just like now, you know. Well, one of my friends got a ticket for starting his motorcycle. He walked 5 feet the other way.
Yeah.
And it was warming up.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And
chased him down had somebody else pull him over, and then went over there 2.5 miles from where it happened and gave him a ticket for it.
Well, that's stupid. That's mm-hmm. just boredom. They got nothing better to do.
And then when he went to court, it happened to be that the judge was the rider.
Oh, right on.
So he thought it was kind of foolish for her to do that, and she just started lying out her ass. It was this bull dyke we got in town.
Well, they do that well. They all lie out their ass.
Yeah.
No, they think because they're wearing some fucking blue uniform, their word's supposed to be gospel. I tell you what,
yeah.
If I had an option to leave my child in a room full of cops or a room full of bikers, my kid would be going in the room full of bikers because I would trust them more than the cops.
Exactly.
For anything. Right down, you know what I mean? I know nothing ain't happening to my kid in one room. In the other room, I'm not so sure. It could be anything from brainwashing to who knows what. You know, I hate it when they go into school. You know, why are they going into school? I tell my kids, you know what? You listen to them and if you want, you know, but don't believe everything. They're not your friend, really. They're just trying to brainwash you.
Right. And, Carrie just sent me a message that we should give her a big mention. So there's your big mention.
A big mention for Carrie, who had to go to bed.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? You know, it's not, like I said earlier, 9 out of 10 people are just going to pay it and walk away.
Well, up here, we're split in provinces, right? So each province has its own rules for different things. You know, so not all provinces are running. Like Ontario is almost fucking martial law over there. You know, that's why
I heard that.
That's why I split. You know, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It's all good. They can, you know, they can break the laws. They can treat you like shit. They can beat you. They can do whatever they want. And it doesn't matter what you say, what they say goes when it comes to the court thing, you know?
Right.
She's got a real good lawyer.
Yeah.
I left there after the fucking, the kid's dad was fucking killed off. You know, it's like, fuck, if they can just kill you off like that, I mean, that's what I was telling you. He got pulled over with my kid, and he pulled down, sick on the side of the road thing, take me to the hospital first, because he didn't want to go to jail, right? And at the hospital, because of his accident, because of his medication, they were told right there, this man cannot be locked up for one day. You cannot take him. So they had to send the paperwork from the cop shop to the hospital. They had to sign him over to the kid and promise to go to court the next day for bail. So they did all that. That was all good. he didn't even go near the city for months, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he went down to the city to do something. He never come back.
Wow.
So, you know, he's a wandering kind of guy anyway. You know, he's a party guy, so figure, fuck, you know, he's partying or something. You know, come back for, you know, day two, day three. Oh, I never was a hag to phone around, where the fuck are you? So I didn't bother, you know, until like 3-4 days go by, and it's like, what the fuck? He's not answering the cell phone. No, and then I started phoning around. Nobody seen him, which was abnormal. Couldn't find him nowhere. Court day comes. He's not even up in court. You know, I was even phoning the lawyer because he's a friend too, right? It's like, I can't find him nowhere. I think maybe something happened to him. Maybe he's dead somewhere or something in an alley or something, you know? So he's in court telling them to, I don't know where my client is, Your Honor, you know? Family can't find him. Friends can't find him. And, I mean, we phoned everywhere. Couldn't find him nowhere. And nobody, absolutely nobody seen him. So this rookie cop, he pipes up. I guess he didn't know. He wasn't supposed to say anything. And he says, oh, I recognize that name. That guy's here downstairs. So, I mean, he was in the building. They didn't even bring him up for court.
Wow.
And then the lawyer goes down, and he told me after. He said, Les, I didn't even talk to him. He was just all curled up in like a fetal position. He looked like he's near dead. So he just booked it right out of there. Went downtown to a bar where this guy bails people out, right? Told him, I need you in court first thing in the morning. I got to get this guy out of there. And took all day. Couldn't even get him out in the morning. Took all day. I mean, he barely walked out of there.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, he was dead.
Wow.
Cause of death was, because what happened with him is he had one leg completely smashed and rebuilt. So he had to have blood thinners to keep the blood going through that leg.
Right.
Plus a bunch of others, plus the meds he was on. Like his doctor told me, if he could have got a, and they denied him his phone call. You know what I mean? Never got a phone call. They never brought him to court. And his doctor told me he would have never been in there a day if I knew he was in there. She would have had him right out because she had him on meds so strong that the detox with having nothing in his system, if that didn't kill him. Then as soon as he got out, his natural response would be go for his medication for the pain, which he did. That's what he did. And if he didn't die from the rapid detox, then as soon as he took some of his medication, that would kill him because it would OD him. And that's what happened. That's how his autopsy reads. He died from blood clotting in his leg, and some moved up into his heart. And he OD'd on like 0.34 milligrams of his painkiller.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's they're responsible for that. They did that, and they did that on purpose. Now, on a bogus charge, it was a bogus charge. It was a beatable charge. He was going to beat it. And they picked him up 6 days before court. Oh, you think we can't lock him up? Watch this. They snagged him in the middle of the night where nobody's seen. He was just walking across the road.
Wow.
And I tell you, he pulled in the driveway, and I went out to the truck, and he just flopped out of the truck, you know? My first response was, holy shit, you look near dead, because I didn't know at this point everything that had happened, right?
Yeah. We're down to 10 seconds, but you can still talk, or if you want to call in Tuesday and finish the story. I don't want to cut you off, but they're going to cut us off at 8 o'clock.
That's about the story, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. What the fuck can you do about it? I'm waiting for somebody to get some class action suit going. Because when that happens, I got a doctor, a lawyer, and lots of paperwork to go in on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if
you could send me some of that, let me know. I got a couple of attorneys we could talk to.
Yeah, but this is a different country.
But I'm sure we can figure something out.
Yeah. Well, I got paperwork.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to send me some of that, let me know, and then I'll turn it over to someone.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then I thank you for calling in, and I'm going to take us out with a Judas Priest song.
Cool.
And I think this one's appropriate, and I'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right.
All right, and I thank everybody for tuning in tonight.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Night, Phil.
Night.